Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. What's the best way to protect your entire family from COVID-19? Make sure everyone 6 months plus is vaccinated and 5 years and up is boosted. That's the safest way to protect them from the virus and reduce its impact on your family and community. The California Department of Public Health and Vaccinate All 58 make it easy. They're bringing a mobile vaccination clinic on Thursday, September 29th to Anderson Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2769 Balls Ferry Road from 1 until 7 p.m. COVID-19 vaccinations are safe and they're free.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, Trex Decking, and Kohler Power. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you working on this beautiful weekend? We are here to help you get projects done in and outside of your house, whether it's a kitchen, a bathroom, a repair. You got a floor squeak or a toilet leak, whatever's going on, you can reach out to us and we will help you get those projects done or plan some projects for the future. Our number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or best yet, you can go to moneypit.com, click the blue microphone button, and record your own question for us to answer. Coming up on today's show, the forecasters at the National Weather Service are predicting above average hurricane activity this year, which, check this out, it makes it the seventh year in a row with an above average hurricane season. That's crazy. They just keep getting worse and worse. So we're going to share some tips on how you can prepare for this rough weather ahead, including the best way to make sure you never lose power.
All right. And when it comes to decorating, paint is really a remarkable material. It's cheap. Anybody can do it, and it completely transforms whatever you apply it to. But what if you just can't get that paint to stick? We're going to give you some tips on how to handle the toughest surfaces to paint.
And fall may not seem like the best time to start a gardening project, but with a never-ending supply of leaves and yard clippings on hand, it's actually the perfect time to start a compost pile. We'll tell you the easy way to get that going.
But first, the Money Pit is about helping you create your best home ever. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, dealing with a repair, or dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
And we've got a great giveaway today, one of our best of the year, courtesy of our friends at Trex. And you know, the Trex guys have just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit, which I have just completed building my own, so I love it. And they've given us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project and more. You can win that by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by posting your question at moneypit.com. If you want to win it, you got to be in it. So reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions by clicking the blue microphone button at moneypit.com. That Trex $500 Lowe's gift card going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with their home improvement question. So why not make it you? Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Catherine in Delaware on the line who's got a question about a fire pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I'd love to have a homemade fire pit in my backyard. I don't want to buy a metal one. they'll only get rusty, right?
Yeah, they do, but they last a heck of a long time. You know, I did not want to put a built-in fire pit in my backyard because I didn't want to have to, you know, deal with it in the off seasons. It would be hard to shovel around and that sort of stuff when the snow hits. So I actually personally have been using a metal fire pit for many years, and, you know, I find that they last, gosh, 5 to 8 years before they start to show any wear and tear. So I'm not afraid to use a metal fire pit, but I can tell you that if you want to do a brick fire pit or a paver brick fire pit, there's lots of options right out there. One company that makes a kit for it is Rumble Stone. It's the Pavestone company, and these Rumble Stone pavers, they'll sell you basically all the bricks that you need. The Rumble Stone are sort of like a rough, beautiful colored stone that you assemble into a circle pattern, and then the way they design it, there's a metal like sort of liner that drops right into the stone, and that's where you build your fire. So you can do it yourself, but you could also purchase a fire pit. Depends on, you know, what look you are going for and how long you want it to last. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye.
All right, it's time to talk roofing with Craig in Wisconsin. What is going on there?
There are two layers of shingles. When the second layer was put on, they cut off the tabs and then put the second layer on. I'm considering a steel roof. Some people tell me that's too much weight to put on the roof without taking the old shingles off, and that's basically what I'm talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what, even if you had a single layer of shingles, I'd tell you to take it off. If you were going to invest in a metal roof, which is a good investment, it's a lifetime roof, you'll never have to replace your roof again. Why put it over that old asphalt? You know, first of all, it's not going to lay very flat. And secondly, if you got, what, probably an inch thick worth of asphalt roof there, that's going to act as a huge heat sink. As that metal roof heats up, it's going to transfer that heat to the asphalt. That's going to hold that heat and radiate it down to the house, which means you're going to have to pay for it by way of more air conditioning. So my recommendation is to completely take both roofs off, get down to the sheathing, make any needed repairs, and then go up from there.
Well, we've got Nancy in Arkansas on the line who's working on a deck project but keeps running into some pesky tree roots. What is going on in your yard?
We want to build a deck at the back of our house, but we have massive tree root, and we've cut down the tree that caused the problem, but we're having trouble getting rid of the... They're so thick that we can't figure out a way to get a deck over them.
Well, Nancy, you absolutely need to make room for the foundation for this deck. A couple of things come to mind. Number one, you may be able to design it in such a way as you requiring fewer... I don't know how you're going to support this, but let's say, for example, you're going to drop piers or sonotubes in the ground and then fill it with concrete. If you have a sturdier beam, you would need fewer points of contact, hence fewer places where you have to battle those roots. The other thing that you might think about doing is having a tree company come in with a stump grinder. They can usually get about 3 feet into the soil, and see if it's possible to chop up some of those roots that are right below the soil there so that you can get to the opportunity to dig it out and fit a concrete form in there. As long as you get that down about 3 feet, that's probably all you're going to need. But there's no easy way to do this. You're just going to have to battle it out. I think a stump grinder is a good place to start that will loosen up as much as possible. Then from that point forward, it's just going to be hard work for you to chop down and get those out. So I wish I had an easier solution for you, but yeah, it really comes down to that. You just got to get rid of it. It's wood. You can break it up. You can cut it. It just takes work.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, experts at the National Weather Service are forecasting as many as 21 named storms, including up to 6 major hurricanes this storm season. And that's why now is the best time to make sure you and your house are storm ready. We'll share tips to do just that. And today's tip of the day, presented by Kohler Residential Standby Generators, when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And what are you guys tackling at your Money Pit this beautiful fall weekend? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, welcome to the first weekend of fall. Time to get outside and get those projects done that maybe you were putting off all summer because it was too hot, like building a deck. Speaking of which, we've got an amazing giveaway today, courtesy of Trex, who just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's.
That's right, and Trex has provided us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. Now, the Trex Transcend Deck Kit includes all of the materials that you need to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking. You're going to get the decking, the Trex fascia, and the Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners, which are amazing because it really makes it look like Nothing is holding it together. It's like magically seamless and gorgeous. The products from Trex are available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. And one $500 Lowe's gift card is going out to one very, very lucky listener. You don't get Tom to help you build it, but I'm telling you, it's a great, great project and a beautiful decking material.
So reach out to us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or head on over to MoneyPit.com and click on the blue microphone button to record your question.
All right, now we're heading on to Florida, where Will is dealing with some unexpected visitors, daddy long-leg spiders. How can we help you?
Hot in the garage, and there's a lot of daddy long-legs. I tried spraying a couple of different things inside the garage, and they seem to keep coming back, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can give you a recipe for a sort of a natural way to deter them, and that is if you take a cup of white vinegar and a third cup of vanilla extract, if you put that in a spray bottle and you shake it and spray the areas where the daddy long legs have been spotted indoors and out, that smell, that combination of the vinegar and vanilla is really offensive to them, and it will repel the insects without you having to add any additional toxins to your environment. The other thing to do is sort of basic cleaning, in the sense that when you see the spiders in the nest, make sure you're vacuuming them up. That's the easiest way to get rid of them and to keep that space as dry as you can. And then finally, you could use sticky traps as well. Sticky traps, if you lay them where you start to see them collect, they will get stuck to them and they won't go any further. So there are a few ways for you to deal with it. Does that help?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Well, the experts at the National Weather Service are forecasting as many as 21 named storms, including up to 6 major hurricanes this storm season. Now, that is a lot, and that's really why now is the best time to make sure that you and your home are storm ready. We've got a few tips that'll help in today's tip of the day, presented by Kohler Residential Standby Generators.
So first up, you want to create an emergency prep kit with non-perishable food, water, and any needed medications. And then fill your emergency pantry with bottled water and also, again, non-perishable food. Put that together with a go bag so you can grab it quickly in the event you have to evacuate.
All right, now you want to go around your yard. You're surveying for any weak tree branches that might come crashing down onto your home in the event of a storm, and trim all those branches away before that hurricane arrives. Also, you can avoid uprooting any larger trees by strategically removing branches, because that's going to allow all those high winds to kind of flow through the tree. If it's very heavily branchy, it might kind of get tied up with the wind and, you know, come on down.
Now, speaking of things that fly around in storms, you need to protect yourself from flying debris. Every item that's left outside your house during a hurricane can become a dangerous projectile when it's fueled by those high winds. So make sure you remove all outside furniture, garbage cans, toys, flower pots, really any other piece of personal property that you can move. And if you live along the coast, make sure you've got some homemade plywood or professionally built storm shutters. That's really a must to cover the windows and the doors when storms are coming your way.
All right, now here's a great idea. Tom and I both have this. You can invest in a Kohler standby generator. We've both got it in our homes and our studios. We've got these Kohler generators, and the best part is that it will provide automatic backup power within 10 seconds of the power going out. So the power goes out, the automatic transfer switch kicks on, and then everything on those circuits comes right back on just as it was before that outage. I mean, it's really great because it's connected directly to your home's electrical system. It runs on natural gas or liquid propane, no extension cords to run, no manual refueling of gasoline, just reliable backup power that's going to keep your home and your family safe and comfortable. I mean, it has been life-changing for us, so it's definitely an investment worth making.
You know, it's not just for storms either. The power went out here. It's been a beautiful week worth of weather here, and the power went out yesterday. Now, I wasn't doing the show, of course, but I was working on my computer. My wife was in her home office. Power went out on the beautiful sunny day, and my wife's like, "What happened? Where's the power? Everything's dark." I said, "Wait for it. Wait for it." And then all of a sudden, 10 seconds later, you're, and the dinner kicked right on. Whole house lit up like nothing ever happened.
I mean,
so
it's
really a great system to have. Automatically reliable, and because it runs on natural gas, you don't have to schlep out to the gas station to get any gasoline and run electric cords and all that kind of stuff. Well, that wraps up today's tip of the day, presented by Kohler Residential Standby Generators. Kohler generators are sold via authorized Kohler dealers. Request your free quote at poweredbykohler.com. That's poweredbykohler.com. Kohler, the power to live boldly.
Robin in Missouri is looking to relax, but that's not happening with mold in the jacuzzi. What's going on?
We have this large bathtub jacuzzi, and it has a marble stairs and trim around it. And it's a beautiful jacuzzi, but I noticed that the pipes, there was like, I don't know if it's like mold coming out of it or what. It, when we got the house, it set for a while, and then we filled it up and put palm olive dishwashing liquid in it, you know, and tried to clean it out and so on. And
I bet you got very sudsy when you did that.
That's what they said to do. And anyway, we also got it glazed or painted, you know, as they usually say, and it kind of faded off, and we had the fixtures painted too, and we thought the people that were doing it were really reputable, but now the fixtures, you know, where the jets are, the rings around the jets and so on, they're, the paint's kind of fading. And
all right, so it sounds to me like we're talking about two issues here. Number one, you have some sort of growth that's been inside the internal plumbing system of this jetted tub. And secondly, the finish has faded, and you had it restored some time ago, and the finish is starting to fade and chip and so on. So let's tackle the second one first. It's very, very hard to refinish a plumbing fixture. I can tell you that right now. There is a way to do it. It's extremely caustic. I don't even know if you could do it to a jetted tub, which is usually a fiberglass type material. It's hard, very hard to do when it's a, you know, cast iron tubs and sinks that folks love to restore, which is a very, very caustic process. And then the products that they sell that you can sort of paint over them, you know, don't have nearly the life expectancy that you would hope for. In terms of whatever may be going on in the internal plumbing system, you know, what I have often advised over the years is to use a bleach solution. So if you were to fill that tub up and, you know, run, if you had a big tub and you run a half gallon or a gallon of bleach through that, through those jets, you know, that's going to help to sanitize anything that's growing in there. So it was my tub. I'd probably fill it up with hot water, throw in some bleach, and let the thing run for a while. I wouldn't put anything sudsy in there because, you know, there's a reason that dishwasher detergent, for example, doesn't suds up. It's designed not to do that. But if you put dishwasher, if you put dish soap in there, it's going to suds up like crazy. But I think all you really need is hot water and some bleach to sanitize it. And that might do a pretty good job of cleaning it. And I know that the jetted tub industry have other special products that they sell for the very same reason. But I think it's important to do that because you don't want anything growing in the internal plumbing and then, you know, potentially making someone reactive, having an allergic reaction or making them sick or something. So I would definitely want to clean that out. So I know that's not the answer you want to hear about the painted surface, but it is certainly the way to sanitize the internal plumbing system of it.
Okay. And yeah, that's why I never use that tub. I just don't use it.
Yeah, you didn't have a good feeling for the right reason. So
yeah.
Why don't you give it a shot, though, and see if we can clean this thing out and let it, and we start to see that it's growing. You know, it's consistently, you know, shooting out some clean water. Maybe you'd feel better about dropping into it now and again, okay?
What about the jet fixtures on it and the tub itself? How do I get that glaze type finish off of it?
Well, if you're talking about the plumbing fixtures, like the faucet, like the spout and that sort of thing, those you would simply have to replace. If you're talking about the body of the tub and you've already refinished it once, there's not going to be much you can do about that. It's just going to be the wear and tear of that particular appliance from now on out.
Okay, so I'll probably just replace it.
Yeah, well, that would solve everything, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay,
all right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You are listening to The Money Pit. What are you working on this first weekend of fall? I sort of love these last 2 weeks of September and those first 2 weeks of October. It's so lovely and crisp, and the weather's amazing before it starts to get too chilly. So take advantage. Get outside and pick up some projects that you've been putting off. We are here to lend a hand, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Well, speaking of a great fall project, painting is the fastest and least expensive way that you can totally transform any space in your house. But what if you just can't get that paint to stick? We're going to share some steps on how to handle hard-to-paint surfaces like vinyl siding or even a cast iron tub next.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at HavenHumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we love you joining us here at the Money Pit. And if you're enjoying our radio show, we think you might even enjoy our podcast as well. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we're heading to California. We've got Steve on the line who's got a question about insulation. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, recently I'd heard of a new type of insulation. Supposedly it's what they use out on the space shuttles and to protect people. It's a reflective metal. And
I think you're talking about radiant barrier. Is that right?
Is that what it is? I guess
yeah.
so.
Yeah. You know, it's not only a type of insulation. It's designed to reflect some of the UV rays of the sun back out or reflect the heat off of the insulation, try to keep it off the insulation and keep it up towards the top of the roof. And my concern with radiant barrier is it overheats the shingles and shortens the roof life. There's a lot better ways to save energy than radiant barrier, starting with making sure that you have the right levels of insulation in your attic space, and secondly, making sure that you have the right amount of ventilation venting that attic space. So today, you want to have 15 to 20 inches of insulation if you use fiberglass in the attic, and you need to have a fully vented ridge vent that goes down the peak of the roof and fully open soffit vents. And those two things working together are going to make sure you have energy savings all year round. But it's no miracle fix here. There's no, the new space discovery with this stuff. It's been around as long as I've been on the radio, and that's a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you have fiberglass, you can add additional bats on top of what you have. You can add additional unfaced insulation laying on top of what you have. Just make sure you don't put storage on top of it because you don't want to squish it. You want it to be fluffy. And then make sure you have a fully open ridge vent and soffit vents at the overhang. Okay?
So, because I knew I needed a big gable vent or something like that.
A ridge vent's much better than a gable vent. It's more efficient because the ridge is always in an area of depressurization. In other words, as wind blows over your ridge, the peak of the roof, it wants to draw air out of the attic. And as wind blows against the side of the house, it pushes air in the soffits. So the air goes in the soffit, underneath the roof sheathing, taking away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter, and then exits at the ridge. And that cycle just repeats itself 24/7, 365 days a year.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I put in ridge vents, so I just have to go up there on the ridge, take off the top shingle, lay, cut back the plywood.
That's right. Just cut the slot in and drop a new vent right on top of it.
Well, thank you very much for clearing that up with me. I probably saved myself a lot of money.
Happy to help, Steve.
Well, when it comes to decorating, paint is a really remarkable material. It's cheap. Anybody can use it, and it completely transforms whatever you apply it to. But sometimes you just can't get that darn paint to stick. So we've got some tips on how to handle the most notoriously difficult surfaces to paint, starting with vinyl siding. It's supposed to be maintenance-free, but older vinyl siding fades, and painting it is a heck of a lot cheaper than replacing that siding.
So the trick here is getting it to stick, and the key is the type of paint and the color of the paint. So paint for vinyl siding needs to contain acrylic and urethane resins. And it's got to be rated for exterior use. Now, remember, vinyl siding expands and contracts a lot. And the combination of the acrylic and urethane resins basically provide good color, and they allow that paint to adhere to the vinyl. So if you're not sure if the paint contains that, you can look up the specifications at the paint manufacturer's site. Now, in terms of color, it's really important to use light colors. If you go for darker colors like brown or deep red or hunter green, that siding will warp and that paint will bubble and peel. So make sure you're picking a color that is the same or lighter than the current colors. Those dark colors just don't work out too well. And lastly, it's really best to apply the paint using a spray gun. You want to apply two thinner coats, and that'll give you a whole new look to that siding to enjoy.
All right, now we're going to talk about another hard surface to finish, and that's cast iron tubs. Now, there's two options here, really. If you hire a pro, that refinished surface is going to last longer, but the process is very caustic and does require some dangerous chemicals. Now, that pro tub refinisher is going to use an acid cleaner and then an acid etch to dig into that old finish to really get that surface ready to accept that primer coat, which is the third step. Then they go ahead and apply a top coat, which is a combination of paint and polyurethane. Now, when it dries, it gives that tub a really great-looking shine, and it does look like that porcelain enamel that was on it originally. But remember, it's a process. It's smelly. It takes a few days, so it definitely is a whole thing you're getting into there.
Now, the other option is to use a tub refinishing kit. Now, this requires basic preparation and the application of a two-part epoxy finish. Now, it's not going to last as long, but it still delivers a pretty strong and durable surface that's going to give you, I'd say, good 5 or more years before it would need to be applied again.
All right, now we've got a call from up north in Maine. We've got Don on the line dealing with cold floors. What's going on?
I'm wondering, what is the best heated flooring for mobile homes?
So with a mobile home, you really can't do much to change your current heating system, but what you can do is add a radiant heating system under that floor. So radiant systems are essentially sort of an electrified mat that warms up, and it's installed under your flooring system. So, for example, if you had a laminate floor, you would put the radiant heat underneath that floor. And the other thing is that it's also modular in the sense that if it's really just the bathroom that you're concerned about, you could just do it there. If it's in the bedroom, you could do it there, the kitchen, and so on, or you could do the entire floor. Now, you can also run this off of a traditional thermostat. You could run it on one that has a timer, so it only warms, say, to heat the floors on a chilly morning, for example. And you can basically put in a part of the system now and then expand it over time. I would recommend you take a look at SunTouch, Radiant Floor Heating SunTouch. There's also a post on MoneyPit.com that talks about this topic and the SunTouch product, so you can Google that SunTouch, MoneyPit.com, and you'll find that post as well. And I think this is really the direction you need to take because, as I said earlier, you can't really change the heating system for the home now. It would be, you know, way too much work, and you really can't tear up all those floors and insulate under them and do that sort of thing. But this way, if you just bring up the finished floor, you can lay the radiant underneath that, and you will be quite warm in those spaces.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, fall's not the best time to start a garden, but it is the best time to start a compost pile. We're going to explain how next.
Live in a money pit.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The EdenPure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MoneyPit3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all 3 units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MoneyPit3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit homedepot.com or lowes.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you working on, guys? Maybe you've got a project that you're actually doing. Maybe you've got a project that you're dreaming of. Well, whatever it is, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow at The Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, we've got an amazing giveaway today, courtesy of Trex, who just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. And I actually just used this deck kit product to build my own deck, and it was fantastic.
Oh my gosh, it really came out beautifully. And this is amazing because we want you to have a beautiful deck as well. So one lucky Money Pit listener is going to get from Trex, they've given us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. Now the Trex Transcend Decking Kit really is a beautiful product. The Trex decking, it's composite, it has a beautiful grain pattern, beautiful colors that really feel like a natural surface, and it is available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. Now, this $500 gift card to Lowe's is going out to one super-duper lucky listener who's going to reach out to us with their home improvement questions. And yes, you got to ask us a question. Come on, every time you call in, you're going to clam up and not remember what you're working on, but you know you want the prize. Well, let us help you get those projects done so you can get an amazing prize.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or head on over to moneypit.com. Click on the blue microphone button. It's on every page, and record your question.
All right, now we've got a pro on the line. Eric's a contractor dealing with something going on with a fan. Tell us about this, what you're seeing.
I'm a mobile home service technician, and here lately I've been running into the problem of mold growing around the guest bathroom exhaust fan. I've gone onto the roof, you know, silicone, tarred everything, made sure there's no roof leaks. I was just wondering if it could possibly be, you know, the exhaust fan being too small, or, you know, people are just not leaving it on long enough. Now, if you have a couple ideas, you know, I'd appreciate it.
Well, Eric, mobile home or not, mold in the bathroom is a really common problem, and it's almost always tied into the amount of moisture and humidity that sort of hangs on after you leave the bathroom, just creating the perfect environmental conditions for mold to grow. So a couple of things I would suggest. First of all, with respect to those exhaust fans, is it too small? Maybe. It's probably minimal. But, well, most of us will turn on the exhaust fan, hop in the shower, and then when we leave the bathroom, turn it off on the way out the door. But what you really need to do is let it run for a while until the bathroom is really properly dried out. Because otherwise, that humidity just hangs there, and that's what leads to so much mold growth. So you can change the switch from an on-off switch to one that has a timer into it, or one that has a humidistat built into it, even better, because that senses the level of humidity, and that's what tells it whether it should be on or off. Also, of course, you're on target there with making sure there's no leaks, but I would also suggest that the next time this bathroom be painted, that you use a mildew and moisture-resistant paint, because typically that's labeled kitchen and bath from a very good quality manufacturer, because that's very important as well. And lastly, if you do spot any mold, make sure that you are spraying that with a bleach water solution. Don't just wipe it away because you're not getting rid of the spores. If it's a small amount of mold, just wipe it down with a bleach and water solution. You know, take a bottle, an empty spray bottle, fill it up, maybe 50-50 bleach and water, so you can give it a couple of spritz, let it sit there for a little while, and then wipe it away, because otherwise it'll just continue to regrow. Well, fall might not seem like the best time to start a gardening project, but with a never-ending supply of leaves and yard clippings on hand, it's actually a really good time to start a compost pile. So to do that, you want to choose a spot that's level, and it's got to be about 5 feet square. It should be out of direct sunlight and should be away from roof drainage. Next, you want to clear any grass in that spot and kind of build your pile right on top.
Now, a compost pile is going to need a mix of browns and greens, which is shorthand for carbon and nitrogen-based plant material, to feed those microbes as they break down the scraps. Now, the browns can include leaves, twigs, wood chips, as well as shredded newsprint and cardboard. And the greens are going to be more like fruit and vegetable scraps, grass clippings, and not so obviously coffee grounds and eggshells. Then go ahead and layer the browns and the greens in roughly equal amounts into that pile.
You know, we use the Keurig machine, so I'm kind of in the habit now of cutting the paper off the Keurig and dropping the grounds in our little compost bowl, which is actually a Tupperware container, like on the kitchen counter. We just leave it there, and then when it gets filled, we bring it out to the compost pile and dump it.
Oh, that's smart.
It's a little habit. You just kind of get into it, and, you know, it makes a lot of sense. Now, after you get going with this pile, you need to aerate it. So that means you need to sort of turn it, either the shovel or if you've got a pitchfork, about once a week. So this way you're distributing the air and the moisture. And if you do this consistently, your compost is going to be ready when it's dark and rich like soil and probably good to go for next year's garden.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, smoke detectors are a super important item to have in your home, but do they actually wear out? We're going to answer that question next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge. This is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Fix easily without replacing that roof. They're just not looking in the right places. Another little way you can help them along, though, is you can wet that roof down with a garden hose. Very systematically start on one end and work it to the other until you see the water come through. That can often help you also pinpoint where the breakdown is. At worst, you pull off some shingles in that area and make sure that any defects are repaired and put it back down. But you don't have to replace the roof just because of what you're describing. You know, I've got a roof leak in my house, come to think of it, that's kind of like that. I know why it's caused. It's the intersection between the porch roof and the second floor siding. But frankly, to fix it, I got to pull a bunch of cedar siding off, and I just wasn't up to do that job. And it's only happening on the rare occasions. I mean, once every 2 or 3 years, when you get a driving rain from a certain direction, does it actually show up as a leak. And even at that, it's not very much water at all. So what she's describing is really pretty common.
All right, Carol, that doesn't seem too terrible. Good luck with that, keeping your house dry. All right, next up we've got Mike in Texas who writes about his smoke detector saying they're about 10 years old. They still work when I push the test button, but do they need to be upgraded? Is there newer or better technology? That's a good question.
Well, certainly there is newer and better technology. And by the way, a lot of folks don't realize this, but detectors wear out. Now, it's not like your toaster, you know, when it stops working, it's worn out. No, no. Detectors wear out because they're always sampling the air. It's not just working when it detects a fire or smoke. It's sampling the air. So if I had a detector that was more than 5 years old, I would replace it, unless it's a new one that's specifically rated for 10 years. But for the most part, any old detector that's more than 5 years, you ought to remove that and replace it. And today, in terms of the advanced technology, so you can get detectors that basically will sense both smoke and fire. In other words, they're going to sense the air and they're going to look for the heat. Those dual detector technologies are really the best way to go, because this way you're covered no matter what type of a fire you get. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, thanks for spending this beautiful fall weekend. Yes, it is the first weekend of fall with us. We hope that you are enjoying the cooler weather, that you have the opportunity to get some projects done on your house that you maybe have been putting off. And if you do and you need help, you can always reach us 24/7 by clicking the blue microphone button at moneypit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Fiona had enough power today to wash houses into the sea, tear the roofs off others, and knock out power to a vast majority of two Canadian provinces as it made landfall as big post-tropical powerful cyclone. Canadian Hurricane Center forecaster Doug Mercer says this was a very strong storm and produced a lot of flooding.
So if we're going up towards Port-au-Basque, 40 or 50-foot waves. And the ones in the Gulf that are were heading south, they were about 20 to 40 foot waves going south, and they'd probably be breaking higher along the coast.
National Hurricane Center senior specialist John Canzliosi said why Florida and the Gulf Coast escaped, Fiona could get hit with Ian.
Fiona's ongoing right now in Canada, but Ian's still down in the Caribbean and will be a threat to the U.S. Early to middle portions of next week.
Also, at the Russian forces launching new strikes on Ukrainian cities Saturday as the Kremlin orchestrated votes took place in four occupied regions to create a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. In cities across Russia, police arrested hundreds of people who tried to protest a mobilization order aimed at beefing up the country's troops in Ukraine. Former President Trump on the stump this week, this time in Wilmington, North Carolina yesterday to campaign for Republican candidates, who remain locked in a competitive high-stakes race just over 6 weeks out from the midterms.
7 weeks from now, the people of North Carolina are going to vote to fire the radical left Democrats. You're going to send the great Ted Budd to the U.S. Senate. You're going to elect an incredible slate of true American First Republicans up and down the ballot.
In addition to Budd, House candidate Beau Hines and Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson also spoke. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Ongoing unrest in the Democratic Republic of Congo has left at least 80 people dead.
The clashes in the west of the Democratic Republic of Congo were fueled by a long-running land dispute. Traditional chiefs from the Teke community see themselves as the rightful owners of the land, as they were in the Mai-Ndombe province before the rival Yaka people settled there. This week, a decision was taken to increase the tax to be paid to the Teke chiefs, a move that angered the Yaka community and led to fighting in three areas. The Congolese military intervened to end the violence, but the situation remains extremely tense. In recent months, dozens of people have died and more than 20,000 have been displaced in the same area.
That's the BBC's Will Ross. The United Kingdom's new government outlined plans Friday to cut taxes and boost spending in an effort to bolster the faltering economy, but the high-risk move sparked concerns that increased public borrowing will worsen a cost-of-living crisis. Townhall.com. The Detroit Auto Show has returned with a roar and a soar.
The prestigious North American International Auto Show was last held in 2019. It returned last week. Visitors can once again lay eyes on the latest offerings from some of the world's biggest automakers. Now they can also check out what organizers call the show above the show. The Air Mobility Experience features displays and demonstrations from six air mobility innovators that include an electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, a hover bike, a hoverboard, and a jet suit. Bob Agner reporting.
AAA this morning reported the national average for a gallon of regular gas at $3.70, California at the high end of things at $5.68, while Mississippi was the lowest, $3.08. Several gas stations in North Texas were advertising below $2.98 a gallon. Check out more of these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, Trex Decking, and Kohler Power. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On today, the very first weekend of fall, it's when we're recording this show. We know that sometimes you hear it on different days, maybe later in the month. But for us, this is an exciting weekend because it's the Goldilocks season. That's right. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. So you have no excuses. Whatever part of your house you want to work on, the weather is just perfect for the next couple of months. So let's get to it. Reach out to us if you need some help. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT with those questions, or you can click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com and post your question right there. Coming up on today's show, now is a really good time, given that we're heading towards fall, to do a good look at your gutters. I think what a lot of folks don't understand about gutters is they do a lot more than just keep water off your head in a rainstorm. They're responsible for the structural integrity of your house and a lot more. So we're going to walk you through the best options for new and improved gutters.
And also coming up, when we begin to seal up our homes for the winter season, the indoor air quality begins to become a bigger focus for us homeowners. I mean, especially considering how all of the products that we have in the house contribute to that environment, both seen and unseen. So we're going to share some tips about what's in your walls just ahead.
And if you own an older home, you probably have a window in the shower. Well, water and wood, it turns out, are just not a good combination. So we're going to tell you how to prevent windows from rotting and growing mold.
But first, the Money Pit is about helping you create your best home ever. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
Plus, we've got an amazing giveaway today, courtesy of our friends at Trex. They just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's, and Trex has provided us with, check this out, a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. So how do we get that card to you? Well, you got to win it by calling us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions by clicking the blue microphone button at moneypit.com. And if we select your name, you might just be winning that $500 gift card to Lowe's, courtesy of our friends at Trex, makers of the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit.
Angela and George is on the line. I would love to tackle a painting project. How can we help?
We have vinyl flooring in our kitchen, and it's more than 20 years old. And there are just a few areas where it's starting to yellow, and it's like coming probably from underneath, because bleach doesn't work. And it's got nicks on it, you know, in it. Anyway, I was thinking, I had always wanted to have like a black and white checkered floor, and this pattern is like a grid. It's like six-inch squares. So it's already all lined out, and I was, you know, thinking about painting it black and white or whatever color scheme, you know, I decide upon. But I don't know what type of product to use.
Yeah, I don't think painting a vinyl floor is a very good idea. I don't think there's any product designed for that, especially a 20-year-old vinyl floor. If you wanted that type of pattern, I would just get a new piece of vinyl. I mean, they're not that expensive. The yellow that you describe is not a stain. It's a chemical reaction. What happens with vinyl is it ages, especially if it's had like throw rugs over it or rubber back carpets over it, is it's oxidation that occurs that changes the color of the vinyl. A lot of people think that those are stains, but they're really not. It's just a physical change of the vinyl material. But I don't think vinyl can be painted. I mean, vinyl siding can barely be painted. And I don't recommend that either. There are some high adhesion primers used for that, but, you know, take that to the floor. Now you've got to have something that's really durable. It can take chairs being rubbed across the floor and that kind of thing. So I don't think painting is a possibility. I would be considering another type of product. And you know what? There are so many new floors today. The prices have come so far down. You can get beautiful laminate floor now that's super water resistant for under about $3 a foot. So I would take a look at the new flooring and treat yourself to a floor that looks like that pattern that you envision, but is much newer and more durable.
Okay. Could that new type of flooring just be applied on top of this, like just right on top of it?
You can put it on top. If the old flooring comes up easily, I always like to take as much of that up as I can. I don't like putting layers down, but you know what? If it's solid and it's flat and it's, you know, well adhered, then I think it's okay to go on top of it. Just keep in mind that when you do that, you make the floor thicker than it was before, or taller than it was before. And sometimes, not so much just with vinyl, but sometimes, like if you have a dishwasher, if this is a kitchen, you have a dishwasher, you could be at risk of sort of flooring in the dishwasher, so to speak. In other words, you could have flooring that's thicker than the legs of that dishwasher. So what you really have to do is take the dishwasher out, floor all the way into it, and then adjust the legs and slide it back in again.
All righty. Well, all of the appliances probably could be pulled out. Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
All right. Well, then good luck with that project. The good news is you're getting a whole new floor. It's going to be a lot easier than painting the old one, I'll tell you that.
A lot less work, I'm sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep, now and in the future. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you.
Joe in New York is on the line and looking for some clean air at home. How can we help?
I seem to have a problem with excessive dust in the house. I know I dry dust the wood floors every week, and there's a significant accumulation of dust on the mop head. And after about 2 weeks, there's a slight dust film on some of the wood furniture. And I was starting to wonder if it's my heating system or maybe something else. I mean, I have a forced air heating system, but I also have an April Air House HEPA air cleaning system with that.
Huh.
I change that filter once a year just before the heating season when I'm really using it. And I try to use higher quality air ducts, pleated air filters for the return ducts, which I change about once every 1 to 3 months, depending on how much use I get out of the heat or the AC. But I guess the question is, I hate to call somebody and have duct cleaning. I've heard so many negative things about duct cleaning not really being the issue.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the issue in this case. You have the April Air filter that you have right now. Is it the one that's really thick, like about 3 inches thick?
It's like an accordion style. You take it out of a box, you pull it out of the bottom, and then it's like an accordion. And I know when I take it out, it's not... It doesn't look dirty in terms of like brown, but there is a lot of white particles that I guess, I don't know, maybe that's where the filter traps
right.
it, but when I take it out and shake it, it's a lot of the white is white filters. And now I do know that the return vent filters, you know, they are, you know, they're pretty dirty when I pull them out. So I mean, there's something going on there. I don't know. I've also seen advertised these electrostatic register vent filters. Would that help if I put, you know, you cut them and put them into the individual vents?
Before I went there, I would probably upgrade the static filters I have right now. I think you could be a good candidate for an electronic air cleaner. That would be mounted to the return side of the ducts. It's actually a combination of media filter and electronic charging grid.
Okay.
And what it does is it charges the dust particles so that they stick to the grid more efficiently.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And if I did that, I might have the ducts clean at the same time just to kind of check that box. But I agree with you that it's rarely... you really have to do that unless, you know, you've done some kind of remodeling in the house that's caused a lot of ducts, you know, to...
Yeah, this is a house was built about 18 years ago. It's a fairly new house, so the whole system was put in back then, so I'm... Okay, and it's a ranch house.
I would take a look at the April Air Model 5000 whole house electronic air cleaner.
Okay.
And there's another one by Trane that's called Clean Effects that's also equally good. Trane Clean Effects or the April Air 5000. Both of those are very good whole house air cleaners, and I think you'll notice a difference.
And that would be an upgrade of what I have now, probably, which is an older version. It's 18 years old, and so it would be much more efficient then. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, gutters not only keep water from overflowing your roof, but they also play a very important role and protecting your foundation from cracks, stopping floods, and a lot more. So if yours are ready for a redo, we're going to walk you through the best options for new and improved gutters when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200. Plus, the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com.
EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this fine fall weekend? Well, if you're thinking about a project, or maybe even you're just dreaming it up at this time, whatever it is, you can for sure build it, and we can help. Join us on The Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you're thinking about taking on a deck project this fall, we've got great news for you because we've got an amazing giveaway today, courtesy of Trex, who just introduced the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's.
That's right. Trex has provided us a $500 gift card to Lowe's that's going to help you get started with that project. Now, the new Trex Transcend Decking Kit at Lowe's is offered in the brand's highly popular Island Mist color. I mean, it's a gorgeous sort of blend of silver tones, and it really mimics that weathered look of driftwood. So it is perfect for all styles of homes, and it's available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. And that $500 Lowe's gift card is going out to one very lucky listener who reaches out with their home improvement question. Gotta have a question, guys, so let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or head to moneypit.com, click on the blue microphone button, and record your question.
Now we've got Peg from Rhode Island on the line with a question about a fiberglass shower insert. Let me guess, the tiles are like pink or green or something really dated.
Definitely green, yes, lime green. So right now I have a whole under the sea thing going on in there to try to accommodate that.
Holy moly. Well, you know, generally you're doing the right thing there when you try to decorate around the color scheme or make something
right
of it. But I get it. That color can become tiresome rather quickly. So short of retiling your bath, there are a couple of things you can do. You do have the option to paint tile, which it never lasts, in my opinion. It's something that's sort of just a temporary placeholder until you can actually redo that bath. But there are shower inserts that sort of surround the existing tile and can create a whole new bath and shower surround in, you know, a day.
Right. Actually, it's a fiberglass insert. It's not tile. It's a fiberglass insert that would need to be cut out. We actually did have one of those companies come out to put an insert, but because it's a fiberglass all one piece from probably 72 or 73, the
right
entire thing would have to be cut out. So mainly want to find, is that like refinishing spray worth the effort, or cut it out and get rid of it?
So you're asking, can you re-glaze, so to speak, the fiberglass shower stall that you have right now? Or
right.
Okay.
Right. You see these companies for these resurfacing
right
sprays, whether or
right
not it's something it's even worth doing ourselves or hiring a professional, mm-hmm, or get the stall and go to town.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that you're probably not going to be totally happy with that, because once that fiberglass surface starts to wear, unless it's made in the factory like it was the first time, it's never going to be as nice as it used to be.
Okay.
It's a pretty
okay
labor-intensive project as well. So I think if you do want to tear it out and do something else, you'd probably be better off doing that. I know it's a big
okay
job. It's a complete restoration. But, you know, there's just no shortcuts when you want to do something that's going to last you for the next, you know, 20, 30, 40 years.
Right. I don't mind the green shower myself. It's my husband minds it more than I do. With my beautiful tropical shower curtain, it looks great. White sink, white toilet, we're good. But,
cute,
you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Leslie said, you can decorate around it, too. There's always an
That's
option
what we've done. That's definitely what we've done. All right, so that was the main thing. Was it worth it to refinish it? And probably not.
Well, as we head towards fall, now's a great time to take a good look at your gutters. They're the key to more than just keeping water from overflowing on your head.
That's right. Now, gutters perform one duty. That's controlling the water around your house. But if a gutter is missing, maybe even disconnected or just clogged, you could be facing major and expensive home repairs. Now, not managing water around your home can cause flooded basements, cracks in your foundations and sidewalks, even leaking roofs, and could even lead to wood-destroying insects finding a tasty meal out of your house.
So when choosing new gutters, the most common types are vinyl and aluminum. Now, for vinyl gutters, you're talking about around $4 to $10 a linear foot. The least expensive vinyl gutters, though, can be very thin, so they may sag. They might be brittle in extreme temperatures. They may need more fastening against the fascia. They also tend to leak more frequently than aluminum gutters, so expect to have to make some regular repairs.
All right, now aluminum gutters, they do tend to be more durable. They're going to range in price from about $6 to $12 per linear foot, but they're much more durable. The aluminum gutters got to be installed by pros, and they're going to custom build a single gutter for every section of your roof, and then they plan for adequate downspouts to make sure that those gutters aren't backing up when you have heavy rainfall. So, I mean, these things are made like right in the street in front of your house. It's kind of amazing.
Now, once the gutters are installed, they do need to be kept clean. Do-it-yourself gutter cleaning is certainly an easy enough job, but it can be a dangerous job for the untrained weekend warrior. So in the alternative, there are a lot of different types of gutter guard systems on the market to choose from, and all of them offer some level of protection for your gutter at different costs. We've got great posts about that, by the way, on MoneyPit.com. But my personal favorite is to use no gutter guards, and I get away with that because I installed not 5-inch gutters, which is the standard, but 6. And the difference is actually huge, even though they're only an inch deeper, because they have larger downspouts. And if you get larger downspouts, they don't clog. And if they don't clog, you don't need gutter guards, right? So think about that as an option if you're replacing your gutters. Not terribly more expensive than the basic gutters, but they definitely don't clog nearly as much, if at all.
All right, now we've got Linda from Rhode Island on the line who's having a hard time being patriotic. What's going on, Linda?
Well, what I have, the flagpole I have, is the actual bracket that you put the aluminum pole into.
Okay.
And I was trying to attach it to the front column, which is aluminum on my porch.
Okay.
But the column is not perfectly smooth. It's like variegated. With
okay.
indents, and
right.
it is right up close to the frame of the door.
Okay.
So I was able to put one screw in that came with it, and when I put the other screw in, it held for maybe a day, the first day the flag was up,
right.
and the next time I went to put it up, the other screw, one of the screws pulled out.
Just popped out, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to put this on a column, and you see the column is next to your door, is that right?
It right next to the door frame. It's a very small area, but okay. the whole area in the front is small.
All right, so a couple of ideas. First of all, in a scenario like that, the hardware that comes with the bracket is probably not good enough because what you want is a screw that's going to go deep into that column or deep through the column, and if in your case the column is part of the front facade of the house, it would go into the frame. So a longer screw is going to be helpful. And the second thing is that you're going to want to pilot hole those screws before you put them in, not just try to force them into the column metal. So you're going to want to use a drill that is smaller than the screw. If you can imagine that a screw has the threads and has sort of the solid part in the middle, you want the pilot drill to be just a little bit smaller than that solid part of metal in the middle of the screw. Now, the other thing that you could possibly do if you're having trouble because, as you described, it's uneven and sort of variegated, I think was the word you used, is you could put another block on that column first. Now, you could do this with metal. You could do it with like a piece of oak, like wood that was, you know, finished, and you attach that really solidly, and then you put the bracket on top of that. So this way you'll have another piece in between, but it might make collectively for a more secure installation by not putting the bracket right on that
variegated uneven column. So those are a couple of options for you, but I think you're going to need better hardware, not just what came with the bracket, because you're right. It has to be really secure, especially when that flag starts whipping in the wind. Those brackets take a lot of force, and if it's not held in well, it's going to pop out.
Oh, well, thank you ever so much. I certainly will take your advice and I'll try it.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the app today. Coming up, homeowners want to feel comfortable about what's inside their home with safe, reliable products. We're going to share how to make sure that your home's products deliver safety and comfort every day in today's air quality tip presented by Owens Corning when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agriculture, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you enjoy the Money Pit, we think you're also going to enjoy the Money Pit podcast. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
We post new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventures. So get yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got Al in Arkansas on the line. And perhaps, Al, now we can finally answer this question. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I think you can help us with that. What's going on?
It's a good one, Leslie. I've got a hill that runs down to a creek. And when it floods, the bottom of the hill gets wet, and some woodchucks have moved in a few years ago, and they dug holes, and when the water got up there, it kind of washed out and caved in, and then it came up the hill more, and now here this year, I've got a 6 foot deep section of earth missing, and my wife doesn't want me to shoot these woodchucks, and they can chuck a lot of dirt, and they can climb trees.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, so it sounds like they're taking over. Well, would you like to evict them? How about that? If we're not going to shoot them, you want to evict them?
Yes.
Because I think you could use a have-a-heart trap. The have-a-heart traps are great. They work for groundhogs and woodchucks, pretty much the same size animal, same type animal. There's slight differences, of course, but the have-a-heart trap is a good option. Now, the problem is you're going to have to take the animal like for a ride, like miles away, and let them go.
You have to put it
but
in your car.
What you do is you get this have-a-heart trap, and you get the one that's sized for woodchucks. You got to bait it. Now, a little trick for that is if you take some fruit, like an apple, and you put it in the back of the trap, you take a wire, like a piece of like picture frame wire or something like that, and you thread it through the apple, or a piece of like electrical wire, something that you can thread through the apple, and then you tie it off to the back of the cage. Because this way, he can't like smack it towards himself, right? And just grab it and run. He's got to go back there to have the treat, and then the door slams. Now, when that happens, the animals aren't going to panic. And especially if you approach them. But what you want to do is, you know, throw a cloth over it, pick the cage up safely using the handle, and then you can take it out somewhere well away from your property and let them go, and then go reset it again and do it again the next day or the next few days. And eventually you'll lower that population, and that will give you a fighting chance of getting that hill back in shape.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good job.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you get the answer to Leslie's question, please do let us know.
We're dying to know.
Can chuck.
Well, one thing we've learned spending more time indoors is that a safe home begins with the materials that you use to build it and their impact on the planet. We've got tips on what to look for in today's home tip presented by Owens Corning.
So first, let's consider what's inside the walls. Now, with fiberglass insulation, for example, you want safe, proven ingredients with low VOCs.
You don't want to have a lot of unsafe chemicals like formaldehyde or fire retardants or really anything that could contribute to mold. So this means more comfort and safety with fewer unknowns and more peace of mind. So it's a good idea to look for these claims on the package when you go to the home center. And on a larger scale, you also want to feel good about how it's made and does it impact the environment.
Yeah, and that's also why you should take a look at Owens Corning's Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. It's soft as cotton, and it's made with safe, proven ingredients with the highest recycled content in the industry. And the fiberglass is naturally non-combustible, so it doesn't need those extra chemicals. And Pink Next Gen Fiberglass is designed to fit snugly into those wall cavities, and it's not going to sag after you install it. So you get all of that comfort and the energy savings that you pay for.
Yeah, and it's also Green Guard certified. That's the agency, of course, that certifies VOCs related to air quality. And I also like the fact that it's made using 100% wind power. I don't know any other product that can say that. And it's going to save 12 times the energy required to make it in the first year of use.
And that's today's tip presented by Owens Corning. For more tips, advice, or information on this project, visit owenscorning.com or contact your local Home Depot or Lowe's store to help.
Owens Corning installation products are available at Home Depot and Lowe's. Visit homedepot.com and lowes.com.
Or contact your local Home Depot or Lowe's store to help. All right, now we're going over to Pennsylvania where Beth is on the line. And sadly, Beth has had a project go south with the contractor. Tell us what happened.
I had a home fire. I hired a contractor my insurance recommended, and the contractor, he trashed my home. It was a build down to the studs. He ruined my house, and then he walked off the job. He took all my paid materials. He took all the screens from the windows, and it's an awful story. Where do I get help?
Wow, that's a terrible story. So sorry to hear that's happened to you, Beth. Unfortunately, to the best of my knowledge, Pennsylvania does not license home improvement contractors, and this is exactly what happens when you don't have licensing in place. They certainly don't have that leverage on top of this contractor. However, one thing that you said to me strikes as an opportunity. That is, you said that he took the materials that you paid for off your job site. So that's what we call theft. If he takes materials or money from you and doesn't complete the work, then you may very well be able to file a theft complaint with the police department and prosecute that contractor for that theft. I have had to do that in my career, and it's very powerful because I found that contractors that are very happy to ignore you and they don't really care about their reputation because they feel like there's, you know, always a sucker around every corner they can get work from, when they think there's going to be a theft complaint on their record, boy, it changes their tune quickly. So I would start there. I'd also seek some advice from an attorney and see if there's an opportunity for you to prosecute the contractor in any other way. But I think that theft complaint could be powerful. Good luck with that.
All right. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether you've got a home repair or home improvement question. We're standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you getting moisture damage from a window inside your shower? Well, we're going to share a few ways to keep that water away and prevent rot from behind the window and the walls when we return.
Live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all 3 units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Welcome to autumn, you guys. What are you working on this beautiful fall weekend? You need some help with a renovation, repair, or a decor project? Well, post your question at MoneyPit.com/ask. That's MoneyPit.com/ask.
The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today. Well, if you've got a deck project on your mind, we've got a deck giveaway to feature today from Trex. They are the makers of the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit, which is exclusively at Lowe's, and they're going to help you get started with that project.
That's right. Trex has provided us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. Now, the Trex Transcend Deck Kit includes all of the materials required to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, the Trex fascia, and Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners. Now, this is available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com, and that $500 Lowe's gift card is going out to one very lucky listener who reaches out to us with their home improvement question. And, yes, you got to have a question, so reach out so we can lend a hand.
A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or just head on over to MoneyPit.com and click on the blue microphone button to record your question.
Doug, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm considering getting one of these water sensors to go on the water pipe to sense if there's any water running when there shouldn't be any water running. And I'm wondering if that's something that's worth the investment.
Yeah, actually, those sensors work quite well because they some of the smarter ones will actually measure your pattern. And if something outside of the pattern happens, they'll alert you. Usually they're hooked up to Wi-Fi and they have a notification system so you can get alerts on your smartphone. If you're just concerned about leaks, there's another type of leak detector that's out. It's made by a company called Simple Sense, S-E-N-C-E. It's a Wi-Fi enabled detector that will detect water leaks and also freezing if your heat was to go off. And that also has an app that goes along with it. And again, it'll alert you if you get a leak, say, in your basement, for example, or if you get a freeze down there. It will alert you that you've got a problem so you could deal with it, hopefully, before it gets much worse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but so generally, I guess I should do a little research and see exactly what my need would be and go from there. But that basically, I guess it's worth it then to do the investment.
I do think it's worth it. The leak detection technology, there's a company called Streamlabs that makes those, and those are very cool. They just clamp over the pipe, so you don't even have a plumbing connection to make. And again, they're going to tell you via an alert if you have a problem with the leak before it becomes a big stinking mess that you got to clean up.
Yes, I'm familiar with that name. I did a basic research, and I've seen that name. So they are pretty efficient then.
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, I appreciate that.
Well, if you own an older home, you probably have a window in the shower that needs to be waterproofed. Otherwise, rot and mold will follow. But that's not always easy, because if you think about it, the inside of a window is not designed to be water resistant, right? I mean, if it's not made waterproof, moisture from the shower can definitely seriously damage that window itself, as well as the wall studs, the insulation, the siding, basically everything that's underneath.
Yeah, and you know, there are a few things that you can do to keep moisture at bay and prevent it from spreading. So first, one fast and inexpensive idea is to add a shower rod from one end of the alcove to the other, and then hang a shower curtain on the inside of that shower in front of the window. I mean, shower curtains are super inexpensive. You can find one you like, trim it to fit that window. If you've got one that you really love, you can buy two, and then this way you can have one that matches the main shower curtain. So lots of fun ways that you can decorate, but also keep that window dry.
Now, another idea is to re-slope the windowsill to prevent water from pooling on the flat surface and seeping inside the wall. So you'd have to remove the wood sill and replace it with tile that's sloped downwards towards the shower so that it will drain. You can also remove the wood sill and the trim and then replace it with PVC, products like AZEK, for example, which look like wood and you can paint like wood, but they completely cannot rot because they're just not wood.
Yeah, and sometimes the best option for long term is just to replace an existing wood window. Ideally, that window should be fixed, not openable, and made of vinyl or fiberglass, which are both water resistant, instead of wood. And glass blocks, I mean, they're another great option. They'll help you bring in that natural light into the shower, provide some privacy, and of course give better protection against that moisture.
Well, whichever way you go, make sure you check the seal around the window and dry the windowsill after each shower. If the problem persists and there's already damage, then, well, it might just be time to literally throw in the towel and remove the old window completely. Close up that space after repairing it or replacing any rotted or moldy studs or insulation. It's definitely a bigger job, but it'll solve that problem once and for all.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Well, tap water travels through miles of pipes before it arrives in your home, picking up lots of contaminants on the way. We're going to share the best approach to filtering that water before you drink it when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What's the best way to protect your entire family from COVID-19? Make sure everyone 6 months plus is vaccinated and 5 years and up is boosted. That's the safest way to protect them from the virus and reduce its impact on your family and community. The California Department of Public Health and Vaccinate All 58 make it easy. They're bringing a mobile vaccination clinic on Thursday, September 29th to Anderson Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2769 Balls Ferry Road from 1 until 7 p.m. COVID-19 vaccinations are safe and they're free.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
For details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions or click the blue microphone button and post them at MoneyPit.com.
Jennifer wrote in asking, what exactly is that dreaded black mold? It's toxic. I see little spots on my bath vanity and I'm worried that it could be this toxic black mold and make my family sick.
So the toxic black mold is a mold called Stachybotrys. The first thing you need to do is figure out what you got. On bath vanities, we typically get a different type of mold that's called cladosporium, which is, you know, if you're sensitive to molds, it could still make you miserable, but it's not as toxic as the black mold. So I would want to know first what kind of mold it is. But regardless, if you don't have a lot of it right now, you want to stay on top of this, I would spray it down, Jennifer, with a bleach and water solution and let it sit there for a little while so that you're sure you're killing any mold spores before you clean it up. If it's a small amount of mold, you certainly can clean it up yourself. But we very often find those little cladosporium spores in bathrooms, certainly in showers, and sometimes in window air conditioners. I've seen them there as well. And as long as you don't let them get to be too big, I think you'll be in good shape.
All right, next up we've got Alex, who's looking to add a second story to their ranch home. He says, I want to get your opinion on using a modular home company as opposed to a builder contractor.
So I had some early experience in my building career building modular homes. They would come in a truck. They would be panelized in the sense that some of the wall parts would be assembled. And then the truck would have a built-in crane. And they would basically drop it on the foundation that we built for it. So I found that the quality of lumber is pretty solid in those homes because of their buying power. And they also go together a lot more quickly than a traditional stick-built home. So I think there may be some advantages to it. Not necessarily, you know, tremendously advantageous one way or the other over stick built, but certainly not something to stay away from.
All right, Alex, I hope that helps you out, and good luck with your project on expanding your home. It definitely is a great way to continue living at your place, but getting everything you want out of it.
Well, almost every fridge these days has water in the door, or at least a built-in ice maker. But that also means they have a filter that needs changing before it turns toxic. Leslie has tips to take on that simple project in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, that tap water is going to travel through miles and miles of infrastructure before it actually arrives to your home. And on that journey, it picks up a lot of contaminants. Now, you can filter them out, but those filters aren't going to last forever. Most manufacturers recommend changing that water filter every 6 months. So now's a great time to make that filter change and keep enjoying filtered drinking water, cooking water, and ice. Mark your calendar for another filter change every 6 months. Clean filters really do improve that water's taste, and those filters that go too long between changes can become unhealthy. Now, in addition to marking your calendar, this is a great tip. We always grab a Sharpie and write the date on the filter itself. We're like, okay, today's the day I changed it. Write that date on the filter, pop it into the refrigerator, and then this way it kind of helps me remember if I really did change it 6 months ago. So it always just keeps you smart. And remember to reset that light on the fridge as well. So lots of things that you can do to make sure that you're enjoying nice, clean drinking water. But just remember, you got to change that filter.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, has this ever happened to you? It's kind of a happy surprise. You pull up carpet on a room in a room that you're remodeling, and you find beautiful hardwood floors. For some reason, we did that a lot in the 60s and 70s. And the good news is, generally, the floor has been protected by the carpet, and all it needs to be done is for it to be refinished. We're going to tell you how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.